After traveling from France to work in the vineyards of Sacramento Valley in California, Eugene suffered from hay fever. On the advice of his doctor, he sought a colder and drier climate. Coincidentally, Theodore had just read a pamphlet written by Abbé Jean-Baptiste Morin, who was recruiting French settlers for the area of North Edmonton. With his close friend Eugene Maynard, they left California to Vancouver by boat, and then continued on to Calgary by train. This promised land offered a good quarter of farmland for the sum of $10. On November 29th, 1894, our first two settlers obtained their homestead in Legal. Their homesteads were adjacent to each other on the S section of 14, TWP 57, and Range 25. Winter was fast approaching, and in order to meet government regulations, the pioneers had to build a permanent home and live in it for at least 6 months. With courage, perseverance, and ingenuity, the two friends found the boundary line in between their respective homesteads and dug 4 feet into the ground to etch out their living quarters. With tree logs found nearby, they added 4-foot walls and topped it with a sod roof. The caveau they built would have been 20 feet by 10 feet, half on each person's homestead. They also found a suitable fresh water source close by. The well was dug by hand to considerable depth. Thus, after the purchase of 2 horses, a wagon, a cow, an axe, a shovel, a hammer, a handsaw, some nails, and a bag of flour, the two were equipped to start their new life. If there was a trademark of Theodore and Henriette Gelot, it was their hospitality. Almost all the families who sponsored a mural shared how they were welcomed by our founding families. These include the Coulombes, Le Tourneau, Chauvet, Bouclin, Prefontaine Collage, and the Saint-Martin families, to name but a few. For the next 10 years, Gelot and Maynard offered their hospitality to new families coming in to settle in Legal. They lived in the caveau for 6 years from 1894 to 1900. By 1900, Mr. Gelot was getting tired of living in his earth hut, and since Mr. Maynard had been married and moved on, he figured that it was his turn to build a house and find a wife. Henriette Michaud had traveled west dressed as a nun because at the time, people from Quebec were not allowed a subsidy to travel west unless they were religious. That is why many French-speaking families went to the United States before coming to the area. Arriving to Edmonton, Henriette changed to civilian clothes and worked at the convent. One day, she received a visit from a short fellow named Theodore Gelot, and from there, one can predict the results. After 3 dates, they got married at the St. Joachim Church in Edmonton on June 10, 1907. 13 months later, Narcisse was born, and a year later, Marie-Rose. She is the mother of Armand, Roland, and Thérèse Tillier. Led by Roland, the Tillier family sponsored the first mural in Legal. It is somewhat fitting that descendants of the first homesteaders in the community also paved the way for putting Legal on the map by its murals. The family motivation was definitely the pride in their community. The Michaud brothers, Marc and Danielle, were in high school when they painted this first Legal mural. The mural has since been redone. The first mural was a testimonial of the brothers' artistic skills when they were 19 and 17 years old, respectively. However, 10 years later, they were much more experienced, and the mural no longer reflected talents of the Michaud brothers. The Michaud brothers approached Roland Tillier with the proposal of redoing the mural to something of their talent. They offered to do the Tillier-Maynard mural as a complementary piece to the Gelot-Tillier mural, which is why they are painted in the same style. The mural depicts an old photograph of the caveau. The little girl was added to the scene as an homage to the commissioner's mother. From left to right, the individuals painted on the mural are young Marie-Rose Gelot, Henriette Gelot, Eugene Maynard, Eugene Bovin, Théodore Gelot, and Narcisse Gelot.